7 days remaining.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Daily Happy. Today is Wednesday, September 13th, 2023. I'm Allison Burns.
I'm Lulu Bickhart.
Whether you're waking up or winding down, we want to be there for you.
Yep. And you can be there for us by following us over at our other podcast. It's called $10K Dollar Day. It's a comedy podcast about imaginary luxury travels. We take a fake $10,000 every single episode. Each one of us makes a day. We figure out how to spend it in 24 hours somewhere in the world. If you haven't tried it, now is the time. So meet us over there. $10K Dollar Day. Woohoo!
Yeah. And if this is your first time to the Daily Happy, whoa, what a week to start. But the intro there is because this is 7 days remaining of the Daily Happy. And then, yes, we will be heading over to $10K Dollar Day weekly. All right. So let's talk about banks. So
let's talk about banks, baby.
Baby, let's talk about you and me. Oh, well, let's talk about all the good things and the bad things.
So good.
So first of all, banks, I feel like most of the time aren't in your mind or in the news for anything good. Like,
You're right.
Well, this is the Daily Happy. So we have a good bank story today, and this comes out of Australia. So just recently, an Australian man named Alex Shaw, 78 years old, he was diagnosed with dementia, and it is a new diagnosis for him. So he was still in charge of a lot of his life. It hasn't, you know, progressed to the point where he can't, you know, take care of himself. But one of the things that happened was he was scammed.
Oh,
awful, by awful, awful people. They scammed him out of $460,000. And this was his entire, like, retirement, working his entire life savings, basically.
Oh, my gosh. Of course it was.
So he had to stop work because of his diagnosis with dementia. So this was literally everything. Now, this article actually goes into great detail about exactly how he was scammed. It did say in a stroke of fortune, this gentleman took meticulous notes while he was in conversation with the scammers because he believed the entire time that he was talking to his own bank. So over the course, actually, so he was scammed a few times. The first time was for smaller sums of like $10,000, $25,000. His bank caught that and was as suspicious and actually closed his account. But then there was some miscommunication with him about why it was closed, and he was able to get it reopened. And the scammers are the one who was able to help him reopen it. And then they were able to transfer even more money out. It's insane.
Okay. I don't really follow what you're saying, but I think I understand. It's
so
okay. Keep going. I'm sure everyone else understands.
He basically learned about the program that he was allowing the scammers to remotely access his devices.
But what's the scam?
So it started where he was supposed to buy multiple Apple Store gift cards and send the serial numbers to a phone number in Thailand.
Okay.
He had to click on some links that were supposed to offer thousands of dollars in grant money.
To
him.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, then there were references in his notes to something called AnyDesk. Well, we've learned if somebody like gives you access to something called AnyDesk, it allows scammers to remotely access devices that you're on. So because of that, between $10,000 and $25,000 was lifted from his account. Well, his bank detected that, blocked the account. But the scammers called this man back and coached him into getting his account reactivated, at which point the rest of the money was then immediately taken out and sent to an offshore account.
Okay.
Well, here's the good news about the bank. When the bank found out about the situation, they found out this man had, you know, or has dementia. There was a full-blown, like, you know, they went into, like, figuring it out. They wrote a letter back a few months later, and it said, following our review of this matter, ANZ, which is the bank, recognizes that it could have done more to support Mr. Shaw given his history with scams.
Interesting.
Considering the vulnerability and the impact the scam had on him and his entire life, they reimbursed the total transaction.
Oh my gosh.
Almost $500,000 the bank just gave back to him.
That's awesome.
Isn't that awesome?
It is. How do they have that much money to just give it back?
Well, here's the thing, right?
That's $500,000. No. You know what I mean?
Like, yep. Okay. So this opened a whole can of worms in my mind. I'm thinking about all those $35 overdraft fees I get.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And how I'll call and be like, hey, I apologize. I actually had the money in another account, but I just didn't switch it over in time. And they give you the runaround like, we don't have $35 to reimburse you, ma'am. Your $35. Yes, you do. I bet banks just make up money. That's what I think. I think they can just.
If the numbers are like boop, 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 boop. That's what you think. Yeah.
Why not?
They're fake. They're just numbers.
It's just numbers.
It's really hard to have a real concept of money when mm-hmm. we don't hold it anymore in our hands.
Yep.
Like, yes. it just feels like we're living in a video game.
I know.
With credits. And non-credits. Yes. Yeah, I'm with you. I understand exactly what you mean.
I'm like, just go in and add another zero. Why not? It's a click of a button.
Just move the decimal.
Move the decimal. Yeah. So, but good on you, Australian Bank. Speaking of Australia, so I follow this comedian on Instagram. His name is Jeff Akuro or Curry. He's fantastic. But he did this whole audience participation bit the other day where he had run into a guy that had a t-shirt on that said, Australia is not real.
Okay.
And he was like, what is this shirt? Because he had an Australian accent. He's like, this doesn't make sense because you know, like you're from there, right? Like you've been there. He was like, no, it's actually a really like viral conspiracy theory that's going around. And I was like, I haven't heard this. Oh, I Googled.
That Australia
is not real. It is viral. There are so many articles about Australia not being real. I mean, obviously, we just found out there's a bank in Australia.
Wait, what is the conspiracy? What are they saying? Okay. That the land does not physically exist?
The land is not. Yes, the land does not physically exist. It is a hoax.
What?
And yes, and that the videos that we see, it's all like, you know, actors, and that they're actually using places from other countries like Thailand to just video.
Why?
And anytime you fly past it, the pilots are in on it and they're just saying it's another body of land. They're like, yeah, that's Australia. Okay. So the reason that I've read about is that it's a cover up from the British. And they're saying that I think it was like something like 80 years ago that there was like the biggest mass murder in history, and 162,000 people from Great Britain were supposed to be transported to this jail. But it was an imaginary land of Australia. They were supposed to like travel there, but they actually just sunk the ships. And so it was like the greatest genocide in history that's never been talked about. And they never reached the promised land, which was Australia.
Oh, how do they explain people with Australian accents?
Oh, right. No, I know. And I don't know. But this lady, there's two people, actually. There's a dude and a lady on YouTube who have massive followings that actually like sit down and go through. Like one of them, I saw him hold up a map and Australia wasn't there. And he was like, this is an original map.
No.
I was like, I can do that on Canva. You know?
Yeah, that's, I mean, I'm not above a small conspiracy theory. Do you know what I mean?
30 seconds remaining.
Like,
yeah.
I can't think of one right now, so I'm not obviously that invested. But
right.
But sure, I think some of them are fun. But that's a lot of energy to put into.
Oh, I know. And then the lady at the end of the video goes, stand up for what's right. Make sure to spread the word. Australia is not real.
10, like, 9, I don't know.
I
can't, 8,
I don't know what to say.
7,
I don't know what to say about that. I mean, I get so confused.
2, 1.